The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, the 31st of July, the last day of July. You know, I've always said February was the longest month of my whole life. I tell you what, this July has got to be the second then. Wow. Feels like the 35th. Of July. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you at the top of the hour by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good morning, Davey.
Good morning.
Where were you yesterday?
Yeah.
That was my fault.
No, it was my fault. No, because when you tell a producer something, it's their responsibility, I think. And you told me, I take full responsibility.
No, you don't have to, because this was an equal opportunity ability to screw up. And, that, you know, we both did it. Because you asked me, and I just, off the top of my head, just threw a day out. Anyway, hey, we're talking about Dave's. Was going to be on yesterday and talk about his business, but he's going to be on tomorrow now. We're going to talk about Cascade Curations. Yes. What other days we have out here?
Hey, it's National Chili Dog Day.
Oh, you think they've got them at Winter Schnitzel on sale?
That's a good idea.
Or Fast Dog. And
sounds like a good brunch.
There you go. Okay. Hey, today, 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m. They just blew in. They didn't say that yesterday. But the rest of the day is sunny and hot with a high near 98 and a low around 70. Now, Friday looks like we're going to be near 100, which is kind of what 98 is. And through the next, through next Wednesday, high 90s during the day and high 60s at night or low 70s. So sunny and hot, sunny and hot, sunny and hot. There you go. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, been in the business about 30 years. The Kenny family has, locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and they're great people. So I can't say enough about the Kenny family and the work they do for our community, but also in keeping their customers happy. Vegetation fire in Happy Valley prompted evacuations and road closures. It's called the Sean Fire. It broke out about 1:30 p.m. near Sean Drive and Happy Valley Road. And it's sparked by a smoldering tree that had been struck by lightning during a recent storm system. By late afternoon, CAL FIRE crews had successfully halted the fire's forward progress at 17 acres, and they're mopping it up now. But because they were so close to homes, that's where they put out, run, evacuate. And Governor Newsom will join CAL FIRE at a press conference today and talked about the latest additions to the world's largest aerial firefighting fleet at 1 o'clock this afternoon. So, and we're getting ready, you know, we haven't even hit the peak of wildfire season yet. It's still July. And so they're going to expand it. They're going to include upgraded helicopters and fixed-wing tankers capable of nighttime ops and enhanced precision drops. It's aerial. The program itself includes a mix of helicopters, large air tankers, and surveillance aircraft that are deployed throughout the state. So we'll see how that works. Okay. Kamala will not run for governor, or Kamala will not run for governor. She says now she, you know, for now she, her leadership and what she wants to accomplish is not going to be in the elected office for now. Other people think that she's, you know, she's going to get ready for the 2028 elections and build her team, you might say. Or it could be she is just going to write a book, get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars each time she comes out and makes a speech to people. And then once she hits the 20 million mark, just kind of retire. It could happen. Did you read about that family out hiking in Arkansas in Devil's Den?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, family of four. This guy attacks them, kills the parents, 39 and 40, in front of their children, 7-year-old and an 8-year-old, 7-year-old and 9-year-old, in front of the children, and kills them. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because they couldn't find him. And now people, you know, of course, throughout the area, it's a lockdown practically. But they were walking in Devil's Den, which is a big tourist spot. And he comes out and stabs them to death, fighting all over there. So the good news, after all this bad news, is that they caught him finally. And he's arrested. So school teacher, fifth grade school teacher last year. Yeah, yeah. And then a kid in Yellowstone got too close to hot springs and got some severe burns. If you've ever been to Yellowstone, and if you haven't, I recommend that you go. Of course, you can go out and watch Old Faithful, which, you know, it, because of pressure, and it erupts, I don't know, every hour, every, I don't know, 48 minutes or 68 minutes, something like that. But they've got hot springs around there. They're incredibly, incredibly hot. And, I mean, killing hot. And if you up to, if you're looking for hot springs, you can go up to Alturas. I mean, that's a long drive. But go up to Alturas and you've got hot springs also. Anyway, this teenager strayed from the marked path, and he got burned at a geyser, similar to Old Faithful. When he left the path and got too close to it. So if you do go, 17-year-old, hiking in a thermal area, he suffered burns to his foot and ankle when he got off the trail, got too close. So I have seen these, you know, out there in Alturas, they've got a spa out there, and each one of the rooms has a hot tub fed by natural hot water springs. So hot that you've got coming in there so you can actually sit in the hot tub. But some of those springs are so hot, if you fell into it, you're dead. That's it. And they're not marked. You just kind of have to know where they are and kind of look at how hot it is around there. So anyway, so be careful when you're out there. Okay, today we've got cattlemen coming in today. And then at 8 o'clock, we've got the general manager of KIXE, Rob Keenan, is coming in to tell us the impact that cutting the funding to National Public Radio and Public Broadcast Service is going to have on our local PBS station, KIXE. So we'll be right back. Okay, Jeff.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table. Feel the excitement, the thrill, the rush. Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone. Pass line, hard way, come hit your point and win big. Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, We have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm hosting a town hall meeting with special guest Mark Cook this Friday at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW Hall. Mark Cook founded the HandCountRoadshow.org and has devoted his life to traveling the country, county by county, bringing knowledge of elections to you. If you want to know the truth about Tina Peters and much more, don't miss this free event. Mark Cook, this Friday, August 1st at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. I'm Patrick Jones, and I hope to see you this Friday. It's time to form a new state. To learn more about the new California State's Constitution, this Saturday, August 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Bible College, 2951 Goodwater Avenue in Redding. Are you happy with the direction California is going? Excessive taxation, failing education system, no representation, loss of religious liberties? Come join us this Saturday, August 2nd at the Shasta Bible College starting at 10 a.m. and make your voice heard.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today is a summer block party at 2050 Veda Street. And it's going to be a for the Good News Rescue Mission. Music, dunk tank, misters, free food, snow cones, cold drinks. Get connected there with community services and get the support you need, or just stop by and see what they're doing over there. Down at Good News Rescue Mission, summer block party number 2. Okay, I'm here with Jeff Carmen from the Shasta Cattlemen's Association. So, good morning, Jeff. Get a little bit more in there. There you go. Hey, so tell us what the Shasta Cattlemen's Association is.
Well, we're a group of ranchers from the county that we come together and try to put together a unified voice for all the issues that are facing ranchers across Shasta County.
And how many members do you have?
We've got between 80 and 100 members at any time during the year.
And these are people that are members of the Cattlemen's Association. But that's not all the cattle raisers around here.
No, there's quite a few cattlemen here in the county that don't join our association. Yeah. They just don't have time.
Now, people maybe don't think that Shasta County's got a lot of cattle, and they would be wrong. Am I correct?
No, that's correct. We're one of the top commodities of sale and livestock production in the county.
And the cattleman. And so beef. Now, I've shown him a picture of my new cow, my new heifer, and it was a heifer because I want to build my herd. It may take me a long time to get up to, you know, 5, but, that depends. Anyway, So the is the cattle, what's going on with the cattle industry? I'm hearing a lot of things, a lot of good things about the cattle industry, beef industry right now.
Yeah, I think we've had some great water years in the state, and particularly in Shasta County for over the last few years. So a lot of ranchers out there that are building their herds back up and recovering from the droughts that we had, you know, in the last 5 to 7 years.
What impacted the Asset Canal being tried? What, you know, and I've heard this from other people. I'd like to hear it from you, Jeff. They were not primarily cattle raisers. So what kind of impact did that
have? Well, for us, we have a ranch in the ACID district, and you know, it just eliminates a whole year's worth of pasture. And not only that, but not having water on your pasture for a year, then all the undesirable weeds take over. You know, we lost several large oak trees that give the cattle shade. I mean, it was a disaster.
Wow.
And we're just now starting to recover. You know, we're able to get our good grasses growing again. This year's been a good year. ACID's had their share of issues, so we haven't had good consistent water where we are.
Yeah,
but
they're still trying to repair that thing.
Yeah.
When you dry out something like that, it's like everything else, things just don't work the next year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and a lot of people were surviving on those, what they call shallow water wells, and those dried up, and so many people had to re-drill wells. It was a disaster.
Yeah, I have a friend that's a well digger, and Churn Creek Bottom went through this several years ago, and people had wells for, gosh, decades.
Yeah.
And they have to, and because the casings are old and everything, they have to drill a new well.
Yeah.
And what he would do is he'd take it down about 80 feet below what they had. So he was in, you know, made sure that it was in the middle of the water there.
I see.
So they'd have water. And he's, because of the drought, and then with the acid canal, which is recharges all the groundwater.
Sure.
And the whole district was gone.
Yeah.
And you lost big trees though.
Yeah, we lost huge trees.
Wow.
I mean, 100 years old trees that had been around. And then, and of course, you know, that, like I said, it creates stress for the cows because we don't have the shade that we used to have. And
well, what about things like too, is people growing hay?
I mean,
was gone.
They just lost everything.
So the cost of hay went
through the roof. Yeah. And then we, you know, high fuel prices that caused it to go through the roof. And so then ranchers were forced to either get rid of their cows and prices were down, or they had to feed hay and the prices were up. So it was.
I was talking to a couple of cattlemen night before last, talking about the cost of hay, and they were trying to find hay anywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, bringing it down from Oregon. Friendships they had had with their hay producers. And, it only cost me this much. And it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Where they were paying $130, I'm just throwing that number out, I think, for a ton, it went up to like $300.
Yeah. It wasn't unusual to be paying $20 a bale.
Yeah.
So, and this year is, you know, you can find it for $12. So.
There you go. And so, and the, so if there's no grass, you've got to feed them or you got to sell them.
Yeah. And as a result, you know, our herds shrunk to lowest levels, you know, since the 1950s.
Well, and that's what I heard this was across the nation. We had the lowest number of cattle.
Yeah.
That anybody could remember, really. And then, it was the 50s.
Yeah.
And so when you have less of a product, the prices go up. And the other thing that to me truly sucks, they're importing all this beef out of Argentina and India.
Yeah, and it doesn't meet the same standard.
No.
Not only is it not as good as our, you know, locally produced beef, but it just doesn't go through the same scrutiny.
No.
So.
And then what they do is they call it an American product.
Yeah.
If I remember right. Because there's only like three or four major processing plants. You're starting to see smaller ones grow up. And they were bringing it in from these other countries. And tell me if I'm wrong, that's what I've been reading in Range Magazine, which I am. I love that magazine.
Yes.
And so, but after they package it as an American product because it was processed here in America.
That's right. It's been a little bit of time here in America, so the labeling is very much misleading.
Are they sending, they're not sending live cattle. They're sending quarters and halves and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was, when I read that, and my friends, there's a magazine out that comes out quarterly, I think. It's called Range Magazine. If you have not read it, do yourself a favor. Go down to, I'll just say where I know it. I know it's at Tractor Supply. And pick up an issue there. Because they talk about government and how government has become so hard on ranchers and farmers. But they talk about also how three companies, and two of them I think are even foreign owned, three or four companies control all the meat beef prices. Yeah, four of them.
Yeah.
And three of the four are not based here in the United States.
Yeah, that's correct.
Is that, am I right so
far?
Yeah,
you are.
So, being a rancher, and I mean, how big's your ranch and how many cattle you have. No, but when did you start, Jeff? Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I started when I was young, you know.
Are you from here?
No, I actually grew up in Grass Valley.
Okay.
And my folks had livestock back then, but uh-huh. I married into a Shasta County family, and she was a third generation. Her grandfather owned a dairy over off of Adobe Road.
Mm-hmm.
And so then her father was a Cal Poly graduate, and he raises beef cattle, and I married into that, and so I operate the ranch with her now.
Okay, so is beef production your primary means of support, or are you like a lot of ranchers that have another job?
Yeah, no, I have another job. I'm actually retired from the fire service.
Oh, okay.
But, I just read a statistic the other day that 80% of ranches in the United States are 50 cows or less. So we've gone from legacy ranchers, which right. we have quite a few great legacy ranchers in the county left.
Uh-huh.
But we've gone from that more to hobby farming or hobby ranching
yeah.
as our primary source of beef.
Okay, because they're running 50 or less.
Yeah.
And that they'll turn it over every year.
Yeah.
So when you, I find it fascinating, you know, because as some people know, I've shown him pictures of my calf. And I find it fascinating that this is not easy. I mean, I can understand about 50 or less because that allows them to be able to make enough money
sure.
to support the 50 cow or be able to get over the rough spots. And there are a lot of rough spots. So if you've got 50 or less, it's called hobby farming, yet they are still producing beef, though.
That's correct. They're, well, 80% of the ranches fall into that category
80%.
Now, if you can believe that statistic.
In Shasta County?
No, that's nationwide.
Nationwide. Wow.
And that comes out of the Beef Cattlemen's Association.
Because, you hear things like the 4-6s.
Yeah.
And the King Ranch and all these, 100,000 acres, 10,000 cattle. But that's an anomaly.
Yeah, there and like I say, there's a few great legacy ranchers left in Shasta County.
Okay.
And the Wootens and the Shoops and those.
I know the Wootens. Yeah. They used to have a cattle drive, and I was going to, I called up there because I know the Wootens. And
uh-huh.
I guess they don't do that anymore. Now they just truck them.
Well, no. Actually, my wife
there
and I rode on their cattle drive last year. Unfortunately, we had an injury on our horse this year, so we couldn't make it.
So they are doing cattle
yeah.
drive. I should have called them
yeah.
instead of taking. Oh, so they have a cattle drive every year.
Yeah.
And they round up all the cattle they have up there. And they have their places up around Shingletown.
Yes.
In fact. And so they round the cattle up and then push them down the road.
They do in many areas.
County road, right?
Yeah. In many areas, it's on the road and power line right-of-ways.
Oh, yeah. So how – I find this, of course, fascinating. I was going to call him
uh-huh.
and ask him, hey, you got room for somebody that won't get in the way but can be out there on the edge.
Yeah.
Riding drag, whatever you want there. So how many cattle does he move on something like that?
Boy, I wouldn't be able to give you a good, yeah. accurate number, but
Several hundred.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, see, we still have that here.
We do.
And I kind of find that refreshing in today's society.
We do too, and that's really what our association is about. We want to preserve that legacy. This county is an agricultural county, and yeah. when we continue to cut up large ranches into small, you know, ranchettes or even residential housing, it takes away from that.
I'm with Jeff Carman, who is president of the Shasta Cattlemen's
Association. I'm just the treasurer.
Oh, treasurer.
I just handle the money.
Treasurer of, well, it's even more important. Treasurer of the Shasta Cattlemen's Association. We're learning about the fact is that we do have a cattle industry here in Shasta County. And sometimes people don't understand that or don't even know about it.
Right.
And they've got some events coming up that we want to talk about. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people. All people. Families, seniors, veterans, business owners since 1993. And, you know, with all that's going on with the economy, tariff here, tariff there, no tariff. Okay, we'll extend that tariff. No, we'll back that tariff off. And other things. What kind of shape is your 401 in? And what about your retirement plans? How about a free review and evaluation over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial? You can get that by calling 530-221-0441. Also, you can have them take a look at your insurance plans. Is that going? Does it meet everything you need? What about people that have problems with homeowners insurance? Judy can help you with that. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Two great divisions under one roof. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm hosting a town hall meeting with special guest Mark Cook this Friday at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW Hall. Mark Cook founded the HandCountRoadshow.org and has devoted his life to traveling the country, county by county, bringing knowledge of elections to you. If you want to know the truth about Tina Peters and much more, don't miss this free event. Mark Cook, this Friday, August 1st at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. I'm Patrick Jones, and I hope to see you this Friday. It's time to form a new state. To learn more about the new California State's Constitution, this Saturday, August 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Bible College, 2951 Goodwater Avenue in Redding. Are you happy with the direction California is going? Excessive taxation, failing education system, no representation, loss of religious liberties? Come join us this Saturday, August 2nd at the Shasta Bible College starting at 10 a.m. and make your voice heard.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed and Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed and Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed & Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
Yep.
And I went,
bingo.
We want some real cowboy songs here. You know, we all rounding up cattle. Ghost Riders in the Sky, obviously. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. And, in fact, Linda's out at the horse right now, among the other, about 1,000 other things she's doing today. Hey, I'm here with Jeff Carman, who is the treasurer of the Shasta County Cattlemen's Association. And somebody called in because for the last, 3 weeks now, I have been talking wolves and the problems they are to cattle raisers. And we've got the treasurer of the Shasta Cattlemen's Association right here. And somebody called in asking, are we going to address wolves? So, let's address wolves.
Sure.
Big problem?
Big problem. Huge problem.
In Shasta County?
Well, I think in eastern Shasta we're starting to see them more and more. But they're encroaching on us. They're sure. Every day. And, you know, it's just a matter of time before we get them in here. And if you talk to some ranchers, they're here already.
I was talking to somebody that... said that it was, they'd seen tracks.
Yeah.
And they'd seen tracks.
We've heard people talk about, they've heard them howling.
Yeah.
And even got glimpses of them out towards the lake. But nothing confirmed by our fish and game organization.
It's just a matter of time, though.
It is.
I mean,
here's the
thing is, you know, once that pack gets to a certain size and they split off and they need to have their terrain.
Sure.
And their hunting areas. And which are not like 2 miles wide. The wolves can travel a long way.
Yeah.
So the impact on the cattle industry so far, would you say, Jeff?
It's been horrific. We have friends up in, you know, Susanville area up there, Beaver, Sierra Valley, that are just, you know, they're getting cows eaten every day. And these wolves are apex predators. And the fact that they're here and we can't do anything. But, you know, there was a show the other day or a podcast that Fish and Game put on that said, you know, means of deterrence would be hanging reflective flagging from your fence and using drones to play rock music over the top of them. Come on. This is one of the smartest animals on the earth. They have a pack mentality. They do very well. There's got to be some sort of penalty for eating cattle.
Well, you know, the reflective tape might let, you know, that might work for a day,
yeah.
Maybe 2 days.
Right.
And then they're looking at it. And the drones, from what I understand, it bothered them at first. And now they'll eat a drone if they get a chance. I know that it was like 2 years ago or 3 years ago, they did a study on the wolf scat. And it was 80% deer, 20% bovine.
Nice.
Last year it had reversed.
Yeah.
80% cow, 20% deer.
That's right.
You know, they're not stupid animals.
No, they're, you know, cattle are an easy kill, especially during calving season.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, it'll be interesting to watch, you know, once the calves start getting a little bit bigger this year and a little harder to take down, we'll see what these wolves do. You know, they'll turn to domestic animals, domestic pets, dogs, cats, people.
The thing about it is, and people don't realize, it's not just killing your calves, which is bad enough, or even bringing down a full-size cow.
That's
a full-grown
right.
cow, which they can do. I mean, you get 4 or 5 wolves on it, it's not going to make it. Is the fact that the cows are stressed. They don't hold, you know, they lose their calves.
Right.
Before they're born. The stress on them, they lose weight and all of this. And when you raise a cow, you want to get it to a certain weight, to sell it.
Sure.
And if that cow's moving all the time,
yep.
you're not, you know, it's going to be difficult.
Not just not eating, but burning calories.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And the impacts have been incredible. And, you know, there's a fund in the state of California that's supposed to reimburse ranchers for their losses.
$2 million.
Well, and then, you know, I don't know if you saw this year, but it went way down because of the state's deficit. So it's not even $2 million. We burned through $2 million in the first year like crazy, and then this year I forget what the number is, but they gave us a pittance.
Colorado had $6 million in their wolf depredation fund. It was gone halfway through the year. $6 million. One ranch got $2.3 million because of the amount of damage wolves had done to this, you know, to their livestock operation, and that included not just death, but also weight loss, loss of calves, and all that, because you got to take all that into account.
Right.
And if you're selling a what was it, 900 pound? You sold a 900 pound heifer the other day for how much?
About $2,300.
$2,300. Okay. When you look out in a field and you see 10 cattle, that's $25,000 or more, which is, you know, which is great. However, you put a wolf out there.
Yeah.
And that 25,000 becomes maybe 18,000.
Sure. And, you know, a full-size cow will give you a $2,500 calf once a year for 10 years. And so when you lose that cow, you lose a huge investment.
Yeah.
One cow.
It's not just that one cow.
We need to be able to deter them. You know, we need to be able to, you know, shoot over the, you can't even shoot over the top of them right now. And so there's really, you know, again, they're smart, and there's no penalty for killing cattle. And then when there's no penalty, they learn, just like humans learn. When there's no penalty for doing something, they keep
doing it. They're going to break into houses. Yeah. They're going to break into stores. They're going to steal stuff because there's no penalty.
That's right.
Now, here's the question. You shoot a wolf out of a pack that's preying on cattle. Will they learn?
Well, they have in other states. You know, Oregon's been taking some out. Colorado's been taking some out.
And Idaho.
Especially the bad actors. You know, I think if there's some sort of deterrence, I think it will help.
Well, you know, they could, if you don't like people hunting them, you could, you know, it'll be fish and game. Out there culling the wolf packs and figuring out, okay, we've got 160 wolves. We don't need 160 wolves. We need, you know, this many in this pack, this many in that pack. But the idea is if you do take out two or three of them from a pack in an area, they will move to another area because they are smart.
Sure.
I mean, once they get hunted.
Right. Yeah, they learn quick.
Yeah.
The thing is, you know, they're killing these cows and calves, and they're just leaving them. You know, they'll eat a little bit of them and leave them.
Why do you think that is?
You know, I don't know if they're being scared off, or it's just a
training, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, because the adults are training the pups to do.
Sure. So they're eating.
Well, you know, and I've heard that you'll see a calf eating.
Yeah.
Part of it eaten and the rest of it's not.
Yeah.
And so you have to ask yourself, is it because the food is so abundant? They can just take, you know, I like the nether region here, and they'll eat that out, and then they'll go to the next one.
That's right. Yeah. Hard to say why they're doing it, but it's just a tremendous waste, and they're on to more calves.
And the thing is people are saying, well, you know, the ranchers get reimbursed. Well, if the money's there, they do. But what happens if you don't find that? You know, it's, you know, a wolf, and you don't find that cow.
That's
and
right.
Calf, because they've pulled it down someplace, and you can't find it, and the other animals, nature just takes its course, and it's rendered out.
You're right.
So you don't even get that.
Yeah.
The other thing I saw was, well, why don't you buy those great Pyrenees dogs? They're great, you know, livestock protectors, which they are. But if you've got 1,000 acres,
yeah,
that's a lot of dogs.
Right, that's right. That's right. And you know, we don't want, you know, a lot of people talk about, well, why do we have to have the calves out on the, you know, open range and that? And, you know, I told you I retired from the fire service. We need these cows out taking down the fuels in the forest. They do such a great job.
Thanks, Jeff, for that. Because, you put cattle in the forest, that brush, all that grass, all the ladder fuels.
Yep.
Have a tendency to disappear.
Yeah.
It's a great way to fight fires.
It is. So we've got to find a way to cohabitate, if you will. But having this hands-off approach is not working. And, we've got to make some changes. And this study that the California Cattlemen's Association put out that talks about the number of wolves was grossly understated by Fish and Game. And then these scat samples showing that, you know, 75 to 80% of them are eating cows. And when they were, you know, originally thought to be only a small amount of these wolves, 75 to 80% of these wolves are eating cows. So.
And your hands are tied.
Our hands are tied.
Even though fishing game are doing things like they did, we gotta take a break, but didn't they put out they put out a map that shows you generally where they were. And they want, I think there's things like, well, move your cattle out of that area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. How do you do that?
How do you do that when we don't know exactly where they are?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm here with Jeff Carman, who is the treasurer of the Shasta Cattlemen Association. They've got an event coming up, and that's what we're going to talk about when we get back.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
For two nights at Wind River Resort and Casino. Prepare yourself and your friends for the hottest male performers. Heating up the stage on Friday, August 22nd and Saturday, August 23rd. Get your tickets for only $20. Fees. This includes $10 free slot play. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacement, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You ride a black tornado across the western sky. Roping old blue norther and Bill
Christmas dude. All right. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Jeff Carman, who is the treasurer of the Shasta Cattlemen Association. We're talking wolves, and Janice called. She's all upset. Janice, good morning.
Good morning, there. I would like to know what the law is and who decided what it is, and why can't they get the the back straight? Do they just want to hang on to some kind of environmental nonsense? That's what I wanted to know.
Okay. Okay. We'll ask Jeff. She wants to know who made this law up. And, you know, why, and do they just want to hang on to it because it's environmental?
Yeah, well, I think two things, right? We have the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and these wolves are on the Endangered Species Act, which is one thing that I think we're all working towards, getting them off that.
Getting them off that.
And then we have the state fish and game that is, you know, they've got a management plan. They've been slow to get to the different, levels of their own management plan. But I think those two agencies together are the ones responsible for making.
Well, I don't. Are the wolves still on an endangered species for federally because there's so many of them? Because they're hunting them. They're hunting them in other states.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
That may have changed, but they were at one time.
They were, yeah.
But the ones here in state are absolutely
untouchable.
You can't touch them. And not only that, the wardens out there, they're seeing it. The guys enforcing law, they're seeing the damage they're doing, but their hands are tied.
Sure.
And the idea of, Mary Rick had, they drove around her property fishing game, boundaries, and thinking, okay, that's going to keep wolves away if you got trucks moving. No. No, they just waited. They went by and just trotted on over.
These animals are getting extremely bold. I don't know if you've follow anything on social media, but some of these ranchers that they're taking pictures of wolves that in the middle of the day that are just 20 feet across the fence line from them, standing there looking. They're getting more and more bold because again, there's no penalty. There's no negative consequences for them doing the things they're doing.
Okay. Now you've got the reason you came on with,
yes.
You've got an event coming on, but I've just thoroughly enjoyed this because I am interested in the cattle industry. I am interested in, people, this is a tough job, my friends. This is not easy. People that are raising cattle or on farms raising food, but raising cattle and the things the government's been doing, especially after the last 4 years, it's like they're trying to force people out.
Yeah,
of their legacy ranches and things, and it's tough work, but it's also obviously very soul satisfying.
Yeah, and it's something I think we need. We rely on our beef production, and to rely on another country or imports for our food source, I think is a huge vulnerability.
Huge danger.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got something called the Dove Warm Up.
Yeah. So I mentioned earlier, our mission is to try to advocate for ranching in this community, in this county. And one of the things we do is a lot of youth programs,
right.
Scholarships to go to agricultural schools. We provide loans to kids that want to get into this business and buy a cow. And so one of our fundraisers that we're doing August 24th is called a Dove Warm Up. And we call it that because, every year, September 1st is the first bird season, dove season, and those guys fly crazy and we all go out and try and hunt them, and we're not very good shots that time of year. And so we're providing the opportunity for hunters or anybody, really, to come out and to the Red and Gun Club and do this Dove Warm-Up with us. We're having a bunch of different games out there, Annie Oakley, Last Man Out, Buddy Backers. So you can come out from 9 to 1 on Sunday, August 24th. We've got a lot of giveaways. Just to name a few, we've got two nice, very nice guns that we're giving away. We've got a $150 gift card for the new Grange Co-op that's opening up on the 14th up here in North Reading. We've got a $200 gift card from Shasta Farm Equipment, and a variety of raffle prizes. That's just to name a few. So we'd really like to get the public. It's not just a cattleman's event, but we'd like to get the public out there and enjoy this warm-up with us.
Yeah, okay. So you've got different things going besides the gun raffles and raffle prizes.
Yeah.
Shooting trap, games doing that. Should I try to pin you down on what one of these is, the Annie Oakley?
I may not remember them all, but what I'll tell you, in my first exposure to these, I've shot trap my whole life, and when I went out with Ted and Redding Gun Club and started shooting some of these fun games, they're short. They're, five shots, Buddy Backers, for example, the guy to your left shoots, and if he misses, then you shoot and pick it up for him. And if you miss, then you're out. And it go and it's they're fast moving.
Okay, so
fun
you keep
games.
Shooting until you miss.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a short game for me.
Yeah.
Now we all know what cornhole is.
Yeah,
that's there. We've got that. Okay, that's going to be on Sunday, August 24th. How do people sign up for this thing? The only thing I've got is a one of these code things.
You can go to the Redding Gun Club's website and find it. You can go to the Shasta County Cattlemen's website and
find it there
to sign
too.
Up. Yeah. And so what we're doing this year too, if you sign up, there's a $100 game package where you get 10 games, you get lunch. Lunch is going to be great, either going to be pulled pork sandwiches, which is funny at the Cattlemen's event, or we're going to have taco bar.
Tri-tip.
We haven't pinned it down yet. Only those people that pre-sign up get the opportunity for kind of the grand prize, which is a six-hour P365, a CCW course, hearing protection, eye protection, and all the ammunition needed to qualify for a CCW permit here in the county.
Whoa, going through the NFI?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
all right. In fact, I'm on your website right now, providing cattle producers with a unified voice in Shasta County, the state, and the nation. Dove season warm-up, and you can sign up right there.
Yeah.
So are we in danger here in America for losing our cattle industry, do you think?
You know, I think we are. We've had a sharp decline over the last, several decades. And, and I think we got to pay attention to it and support it.
Well, a lot of times, you know, from things I read, and I read a lot, the next generation doesn't want to work as hard as their parents.
Sure.
And they see the things where it's rough and you're out there all the time and the parents want to get an education and, you know, it's great if they come back. And in many cases, you know, a lot of cases they do, but many times they don't. So mom and dad, when they get to a certain age,
yeah,
there goes the ranch.
Yeah. And I think a lot of parents have gone through, these legacy ranchers have gone through such difficulty maintaining their ranch. I mean, the state especially hasn't made it easy on land use and on water allocations, and so they want something better for their kids, which is sad because this is our legacy.
Do you read Range magazine?
I do.
It advocates so much for the farmers and the ranchers, especially in the smaller ranchers, legacy ranchers. Is what they're saying in there true? I mean, sometimes, you know, you get opinion-based, but they seem to be backing up the stuff they're talking about.
They do. There's a lot of statistics out there that show the decline. You know, the large ranches are getting cut up into smaller land use opportunities.
BLM, under the last administration, was cutting. People had had grazing permits for decades.
Yeah.
Lost their grazing permits.
Yeah.
All these kind of things were going on.
We've got to find a way to coexist. You know, we can't get rid of all the cows. You know, and I use the wolves as an example. It's so polarizing. People either want all wolves and no cows or all cows and no wolves, and we've just got to find a way to coexist.
Oh, I think it's great to have wolves out there, but I also think it's great that ranchers can protect their property, their livelihood.
Absolutely.
You know, because if you're a millionaire and you got 20 cows out there, you're not relying on that. But then you get into people like yourself and many others. Yeah. It's a large part of their lifestyle.
Sure.
Is being able to raise cattle and sell them. And you sold that one, what, 284?
265 a pound.
265 a pound. So the last time, and that could have been just for that one heifer. But I've been seeing 205, 210 a pound.
Yeah.
For
prices are up. Demand is up, which is good. And quantity is down right now.
And it'll be just like everything else, and you get all the quantity up. But I don't think you're going to see, and this, I'm not an expert, but things I read, it's going to be hard seeing getting that quantity back up to where it was.
It really is. Yeah. We're relying on efficiency now to make up for the quantity we've lost. And you can only be so efficient, and then you're going to start seeing a decline.
Okay, Jeff Carman, the Shasta County Cattlemen's Association. You go to their website, and you can sign up for the Dove Warm-Up.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great event out there on August 24th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sunday out there at the Reading Gun Club. Thanks so much for coming and joining us, Jeff. And it won't be the last time. I want to have you back on. And I'd like to, you know, let's talk about it, about things that are being done to make things rougher, you know, through the government and all that, on cattle producers, sheep producers, all that.
Love to be back, and I hope to see you guys at the event.
Okay. All right. When we come back, we've got Rob Keenan from the our public broadcasting station, KXE, and the impact of cutting off the NPR funds and the PBS funds. We'll be right back.
Keith Dinar, Shasta Reddy.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says the naysayers got it wrong, predicting the Trump tariffs would sink the U.S. economy. But the president says the economy is in great shape, as evidenced by the latest surprisingly strong report on the GDP. And while the president's call for the Fed to lower interest rates has again fallen on deaf ears, economist Gus Fauché says that some Fed board members agree with the president.
We did see two members of the Board of Governors dissent and call for a rate cut. President Trump has been very aggressively arguing that the Fed needs to cut rates, and we did see two participants vote for rate cuts, and so that does suggest that the president's pressure campaign is having an impact.
Meanwhile, an inflation gauge that's watched closely by the Fed did rise 2.6% year over year last month. That's up from a 2.3% increase in the PCE index in the month of May. South Korea, the latest country to sign a trade deal with the U.S., calling for a 15% tariff on South Korean imports. President Trump says South Korea also agrees to buy American energy and will invest $350 billion in the U.S. An arrest in the murder of a mother and father killed in front of their two young children.
Arkansas State Police special agents had arrested James Andrew McGann, 28, of Springdale. He's been charged with two counts of capital murder in the deaths of Clinton David Brink and Kristen Amanda Brink. Clinton and Kristen were killed on Saturday, July 26, 2025, at Devil's Den State Park.
Arkansas State Police Colonel Mike Hager heard there on KHBS KHOG. The youngsters, ages 7 and 9, were not injured. The suspect charged with two counts of capital murder, no word on a motive. Watching Wall Street now, the Dow is down 10 points, NASDAQ up 157. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
Ongoing unrest in Syria, which has a new government.
After fierce clashes broke out between Druze militias and Bedouin tribes in the southern city of Zueida, Syrian government forces were sent to curb the violence. Instead, they were accused by the Druze of siding with the Bedouins and summarily executing Druze civilians. Israel, which has a large Druze community, intervened, launching airstrikes on Syrian forces, including on the army's HQ in Damascus. In all, 1,400 people are reported to have been killed. Thursday's ministerial meeting in Baku is intended to help cool things down.
The BBC's Mike Thompson. Ukrainian officials say a Russian drone and missile attack on Ukraine's capital killed at least 8 people, including a 6-year-old boy. Officials in Kiev say at least 82 other people were wounded in the latest Russian attacks. News and analysis, townhall.com. Wonder if they glow in the dark.
Workers at a South Carolina site that once made nuclear bomb parts have found a radioactive wasp nest. Officials say there's no danger to anyone. Employees checking radiation levels at the Savannah River site near Aiken found the nest on July 3rd. It was near tanks storing liquid nuclear waste. The nest had radiation levels 10 times above federal limits. Workers sprayed it with insect killer and disposed of it as radioactive waste. No wasps were found. Officials say the nest was likely contaminated from residual radioactivity. Keith Peters, Washington.
A U.S. District Court judge ordering the Trump administration to explain why it's apparently not following his order to restore operations at the government-run Voice of America. The judge says it appears the administration is running out the clock on the fiscal year, not spending money Congress appropriated for the VOA. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com, home of the Colt 45s, which is our last games this week. This is it, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Our last games. So, hope to see everybody out there. It is a great way to spend an evening. And our 45s are just pounding the other teams. You know, so went, you know, I'm surprised they even show up, the other teams. But I'm glad they do. Today, the 31st of July, 8:06 in the morning. News at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. No, it's not. It's brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Thank you very much, Carl. You know, sometimes, I've only been doing this for, what, 15 years?
Good catch.
You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center, you know, healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
And we said it was International...
You know, it's
Chili Dog Day.
Chili Dog Day.
I may have to. I'll go find a chili dog someplace.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Right down the street here. Also, it's National Avocado Day.
Okay.
So eat those avocados before they get too ripe.
You know what? You turn your back on an avocado, it gets too ripe. Yeah, I got these. These are hard avocados, and a day later, you've got to use them all in a salsa or something. Hey, it's going to be about, oh gosh, close to 100 degrees today, 98. A 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. I know, it was not in the forecast yesterday at all, but it is today. Low around 70 tonight. Now, that's going to be our weather through next Wednesday. Sunny and hot, near 100 degrees, the lows in around 70, 68, 69. And that's the way it's going to be for this week through next Wednesday. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. There we go. Family-owned business out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Rob Keenan, who is the CEO of KIXE, our public broadcasting station, right here in Reading.
Good morning, Carl. I'm glad to hear be with you.
You know, when did we meet? It's got to be 15.
It's been a long time. We started working together when Phil Smith was the general manager of the station, which is probably 15 years ago at this point. So
yeah, at least. And what it was is we went. I think it was even before we opened the station. We went through a class on production,
mm-hmm.
and I had to be a producer and director down at KIXE with several other people.
Right, right. It was actually used to be a Shasta College class, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so Linda and I went. Bob and Brenda Belongi were there. Mm-hmm. There were several others in
right,
the group.
Right.
So that was our introduction to the mm-hmm. studios. And now this is where we took the class, though, was over there. Down 273.
Oh, you did. That was actually RCAC. That was actually Community Access.
That's what it was.
That's right.
Okay.
But we worked closely with them, but that right. wasn't us, yeah. But we used to have the station, we used to have a TV class as well.
Right. And then we would, but then we came over to KIXE to do the, or did we? No, we did debates down there. That was one of the things we did.
We had
debates, and I moderated the debates. And this is when we talk about live radio, live TV is even more scary because once that train leaves the station, it's got to get to the station at a certain time. And and if you're really, really lucky, everything will end at the same time the show is supposed to end. And we were able to do that on the first one. On the second one, we ended like 5 minutes early.
Yeah.
And you watched me dance around the studio almost literally there because the director kept giving me the stretch.
Stretch it, yes.
Stretch.
Yeah, Phil was something. So we actually, because we're not going anywhere until that time is up.
That's it. Yeah. And we can't just walk off the stage.
No.
Okay. So how long have you been there?
Oh, my gosh. I have been, actually have a couple of stints with the station. I was what's called a master control border operator in the late 80s, and then I went away to work in a commercial station, and I came back because commercial stations other than yours are aren't always fun to work for, especially small market television commercial stations are very 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 stressful. And so I came back. I grew up in Reading, and I came back to briefly stay here, and I ended up getting a job at Channel 9 as the traffic manager, being in charge of the scheduling and stuff.
Right.
And I've been doing that since October of 90. So
wow.
It's going to be 35 years this year.
Yeah. And then, programming director, all
right.
These
This is my, if I count my, board operator and doing production, this is probably my sixth position at the station.
Well, it just made sense to make you the CEO over there, what do you call it over there?
I'm just general manager, but I qualify as a CEO. So
right,
it's not necessarily my title, but
I can tell because you're using the mic properly. All of our guests are too far back. You're the first.
Well, this is actually from being a musician and recording stuff at home. I do terrible at microphones at the TV station. I don't know why, but
okay. Now, if you've ever seen back when Rob had long hair, and
the good old days.
If you saw him back then, a history aficionado, you looked so much. And I told you this,
right.
Wild Bill Hickok. Mm. Take a picture with his hair down of Wild Bill Hickok, his mustache and all that. And I'm looking at Rob going, oh man, you got to look at this picture. You're the doppelganger.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, because he was tall and lean like you are, and
he died a lot younger than I did, though.
He did, and I just make sure that you never put your back door
in a poker game, and don't.
Right. And if you get aces and eights, stand up and run screaming run screaming out of the place. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take an early break. And the reason we're doing that is we want to come back and talk about the reason I've got Rob here is the impact that these cuts in PBS and NPR is going to have on our own local station. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Patrick specializes in workers' compensation. And if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials or other reasons that just aren't correct, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You're going to talk to Patrick. You're not talking to somebody else in the office. He's built the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento. He's done it over the last 5 years down in Palo Cedro. Work injuries, as we know, can be life-changing for you and your family. Get the help that you need to make sure that you get the treatments that you deserve, that anybody should be getting. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. Patrick Gorman. Website is gormanlaw.com. And we'll be right back with Rob Tiemann.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our senior day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points,
you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club.
For more information, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The last standing locally owned radio station in the area. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle. Car, truck, SUV, gosh, what else? Bikes. I guess anything there. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. You might want to be hopping on those federals real quick. I think those are going to go away, it sounds like. And thinking and in that nature, we have Rob Keenan, who is the general manager, CEO at KIXE, our public broadcast station right here in Redding. And
well, you know,
how long has Channel 9, KIXC, been here?
We've been on the air since 1964. So 61 years.
Wow. Okay, as we know, the Trump administration is cutting a lot of funding to public broadcasting system and national public radio. Lots of money. All the money.
All the money for a lot of smaller stations, a big chunk of our money. Yeah.
So. Well, that's what it is. When you think of PBS, I think of rural, you know, mm-hmm. rural areas. Cause you're in like 12 counties up here.
We're 10 northeastern counties.
10 northeastern counties. Yeah. Okay. The impact with these cuts on KIX.
The public television in general, and especially smaller stations, absolutely rely on the federal funding. We're made to have the federal funding, which is unfortunate. And there's been discussions over the years of how we can kind of not rely so much on it. But we really do exist because of the fact that the infusion of the federal funding. And the funding started, I think actually distribution of the funding started about 1969. So we've been part of that system forever. And the system is built on the reliance of that funding.
Yeah.
So once you lose it, and our funding is like 40-41%, which is a shocking large number. It's adds up to about $800,000+ a year, which is just, you say that out loud and you go, and there's people here who have some money, but there's more like a metropolitan area like the Bay Area and stuff where you have critical mass of big pockets, which have lots of cash.
Yeah.
We just don't have that here.
No. And so to lose 800,000.
Yeah.
How long can you lose 800,000, Rob?
How long can we? Yeah. So that was the main conversation. We actually have, based on our reserves and where we are financially, we have less than a year. If we do nothing, if nothing else comes in, and it's not all or nothing. There's a lot of grassroots things going on, getting a lot of phone calls from people who want to help, want to support the station. And we're also going to have conversations with potentially bigger funders out there. Some of the problem is also that all of the federal funding is drying up. So though we relied on the CPB, Corporation for Public Broadcasting money, there's also other federally funded grants and that kind of stuff that are also not available. So you have that working against you as well. So we're trying to, but it's not a done deal. It really isn't a done deal. And we're looking at, and the hope is that at some point, you know, and if we can hold out for a couple of years, that will be reappropriated. The Congress and the Senate and everything will actually vote us back in and get us some money, and we'll start getting funding again.
Yeah, that they'll say, you know what, it's a philosophical thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, I heard a meeting when I was over at, I'm on the Citizens Board Committee for Simpson, mm-hmm. and talking about the Pell Grants being cut back. Well, Pell Grants for places like Northern California is the reason that a lot of kids, young people, can go to college because of Pell Grants.
Absolutely.
And so what kind of impact is that going to have? So I can't help but think that they're going to take a look and say, you know what, what they were talking about was the philosophy, again, though, of PB, of NPR and PBS.
Mm-hmm.
One side, for, you know, predominantly one side and all this. But then if you start drilling down into things like, well, look at our TV station here at KIXC, I see, there's a couple of shows that maybe you don't, that linger.
There's always going to be something you go to Google.
There is.
I
look at all the other things you offer here that you wouldn't have in today's society, from cartoons that you don't have to worry about, mm-hmm. to this old house, the Lawrence Welk show.
I always have to throw that in. I said 15 years ago that in 5 years Lawrence Welk would be gone from our station, and he's still there.
And but all the different things you have, the concerts you have, the Celtic Women every year. I mean, you've had just great concerts on mm-hmm. there, historical things. So see, I would hope is, like you said, that congressmen and senators take a look at, well, we've given a real good, warning here that if you're going to be taking government money, you better be given both sides of the story. Quote. I'm just quoting him. But look down at the rural stations, the impact it has.
Right, and we're
and on the communities.
Absolutely, and we're actually and I've been GM for about 18 months now, and I'm actually one of the things I was trying to do is be more locally relevant and a better servant to our communities. Open up the station to different groups. We actually have a quarterly meeting with the Shasta Safe Fire Council. They come in, and we have been streaming their presentations. So the last one was yesterday, so you have to wait another 3 months for the next one. But we do that, and we try to open up for any agency or nonprofit or anything out there. If you have a need for a space, and we have it available, I'm more than happy to facilitate for you. We're trying to get out in the community more, trying to partner better, and we're also trying to tell the stories of the North State, which is the sort of the big expense of trying to do television is trying to do stuff. And I have a young man, Etter, in my building who's actually doing a really good job of having these short stories and going to Subway Cave and going to other places that are. So I'm trying to be more local, and that has always been my battle anyway, is, you know, you don't necessarily, based on our market, and I tell people, I'm not the audience. And I'm pretty centrist anyway. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah,
I don't try to play the political game, and I can understand that people have different perspectives. But what I'm trying to do is really sort of understand, and I've always done this, trying to understand our market, and I've fought these battles with some of the national programming sometimes. We have stuff, and I said, no, we can't air that. That's not suitable for a small, moderate to conservative market. It's just not appropriate.
Yeah.
And people aren't going to like that. And it's like, you have to make those kind of decisions. So, I think you and I have talked about this before, is like the ideology war of the big stations and, NPR and PBS and trying to, and you have people in Congress who are trying to get rid of the big ideology stations, but what they're getting rid of, because they won't get rid of them because they have all the money.
Yeah,
you're going to get rid of all the smaller stations, yeah, and the rural stations and the stuff that we're just trying to provide story times and children's programming that's safe on broadcast on the PBS app, and we're just, you know, it's just trying to do quality programming. And like I said, there's not everything you're going to like or agree with, and that's
that's what it is,
and that's how it goes.
You know, and if you have if you have one program that leans left, you have another one maybe leans right. But I think most people are centrists, just like you and me. And I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican.
Right.
You've got certain things, you know, I want a house, I want to be able to do this. I want the government off my back. And some things, some people are more liberal on social issues than others. But the main group, the huge group, is moving down the line, you know, leaning right, leaning left, but mm-hmm. not really out there. When you get way out to the sides, which I've found, far right and far left have got so much in common, they could be going to...
Well, that's
they
just... Could that's
wear,
just
they could wear, it's, yeah, they wear each other's clothes.
They're using different verbs, but it's the same thing. Absolutely,
same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, getting upset about a Jean commercial. Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a Nazi if you wear these jeans. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like... Anyway, so Rob, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, what's the plan as you move forward, and what can we do as a community to keep KIXE on the air?
Okay.
All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know what a barbershop looks like, Davey? I didn't think so. Cypress Square, and it is a barbershop. It's right off Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. I started going there in 07 and have never gone to another barbershop since I moved here. I never had a bad haircut. I'm able to make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478 and roll in there, get my haircut, and hang around for a while and see what's going on, catch up on Car and Track and magazines, and then I take off. Now, this is not a hair salon. No, it's a barbershop, my friends, and it's a great barbershop. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Rob Keenan.
you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm hosting a town hall meeting with special guest Mark Cook this Friday at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW Hall. Mark Cook founded the HandCountRoadshow.org and has devoted his life to traveling the country, county by county, bringing knowledge of elections to you. If you want to know the truth about Tina Peters and much more, don't miss this free event. Mark Cook this Friday, August 1st at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. I'm Patrick Jones, and I hope to see you this Friday. It's time to form a new state. To learn more about the new California State's Constitution, this Saturday, August 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Bible College, 2951 Goodwater Avenue in Redding. Are you happy with the direction California is going? Excessive taxation, failing education system, no representation, loss of religious liberties? Come join us this Saturday, August 2nd at the Shasta Bible College starting at 10 a.m. and make your voice heard.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed and Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed and Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed and Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Yeah, Rob picked up on it right away, too. There was silence in the middle of that. Hey, welcome Got back it. To the show. 8:32 in the morning here on the last day of July, finally. It's going to be up about 100 degrees today. And it said, all of a sudden came out of nowhere, said we may get rain tonight after 5 p.m., slight chance of rain. That was a surprise. I haven't
just,
seen that.
Just so there's no lightning. I'll take rain.
Oh, my gosh. How blessed were we to have all those lightning strikes? And we're talking thousands. And 900 in Shasta Trinity, and there were no fires from it.
There's two little bitty fires that were put out.
Yeah. One there in Happy Valley came from a tree that was smoldering from a lightning strike. So I guess you could say that is. Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm here with Rob Keenan, who is General Manager, CEO down at our public broadcast station, KIXE, Channel 9.
Carl? Yep. I got Pat Karch on the line. Do you want to take the call now?
If it's nice. Is it nice, Pat?
Is Pat going to talk kindly of me?
Are you going to talk stuff?
What? Hey, this year for Paisano Days.
Oh.
And, this year I'm the top WAP. Did you know that?
You're the top WAP?
Yeah, I don't know if you can say that, Pat. But
No, no, it's not a derogatory thing. It means without papers. But actually, I had papers, so I'm legit. But, you know, I'm reminding you guys that you're going to face off on Media Night. It's the KIA.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. The bocce ball tournament. Absolutely.
That's it. When's that going to be?
Thursday, September 11th for you guys. Bocce.
September 11th is going to be the bocce ball tournament, and that kicks off Paisano Days.
Yeah. It's the media night, so that'll be great. Anyhow, that's all I had to offer. It's a good interview.
Joy, at least it wasn't bad, Pat. Thanks.
No, when it starts out with I'm your top whopper, I'm going, whoa, is it going to go downhill from here? No.
Or can it go downhill from there? I don't know.
I guess you can describe yourself any way you want. It's okay with me. Okay.
Thank you.
You betcha, buddy.
Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Pat Kirch. Pat works here.
Then
at least I think he does. Yeah. He walks in, and he's one of those guys that comes in and does things, and he walks out. Okay.
Yeah, and his orchestra. So. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, his orchestra. Yeah, Pat and Linda have entertained together for years.
Yeah, I've seen them a couple times.
Yeah. Okay, I'm here with Rob Keenan, like I said, from KIX. And the CEO over there, general manager, and they got 41% of their budget cut out in the last extravaganza going around D.C., which means is that do you shutter your place?
We actually are attempting not to close down. We have probably, I'm thinking, before we actually have to kind of start that in motion, about 9 months. So okay. Reserves and that kind of thing.
Right, but it also means, does it mean no, would you... Because a lot of your programming comes from, like ours, I imagine, comes in off satellites.
It comes in off of from PBS or so. There's actually there's a few distribution points that send us programming, but it's a lot of our what's called the National Program Service, and the kids block is usually coming in off a satellite. Yeah.
Well, then you need people. To, you know, because I see it kind of like we have. It comes in off the satellite. It has to be scheduled. You have to put all the traffic in, all that kind of stuff. That takes people. And then if you have any shows, any local shows, that takes people.
Right. I think that takes people, and television expensive. I mean, radio is expensive, but television is just the electricity and the technology and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's just hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's quite expensive.
Oh, we should have bought a TV station instead of a radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's
how far down can you tighten?
We're there. We're actually there. We rarely have a year that we can cut expenses. There's rarely any of that we can do. We just have to figure out ways to make more money. So that's just status quo, basically. We have 9 months to a year-ish period in which we actually have to kind of, if we did nothing, I mean, we still have to get people to be members. We still have to, but that's based on our reserve. But we're not going to do nothing. We're going to go out and reach out to, just everybody. We're getting a lot of phone calls with people who really want to help and a lot of grassroots things that are starting to happen and are trying to, get, you know, what is it, boots on the ground or whatever you want to call it to get people there. What we're going to try not to do necessarily is do a lot of, extensive, fundraisers. I mean, it's like, because fundraisers, they take a lot of energy to do. We'll probably be doing stuff like, you know, we're still going to have an online auction. We'll probably have a raffle, but those things don't necessarily take a lot of staff resources,
right.
But we're mostly going to work probably on trying to find big funders either in our market or outside of it. And we're also going to, work with our members and try to expand our membership to try to get it up there. So, and it's not a, you know, hard done deal by March. We're done. It's sort of like, we'll get money that's coming in different sporadic chunks that will keep us going for another month or another. So it'll just extend it. We're buying time is what we're doing.
So how many members do you have now?
We have, over 3,000.
Okay. So you need to double the membership.
Yeah, we actually have
how much would that help?
That would help immensely, but it's also you have to kind of figure out people give what they can give.
Right.
So I don't know what the magic number is because, unfortunately, this is really it's even though I've been having this discussion for years, and actually this specific discussion I've probably been having for over a year because the anticipation that maybe we might be going through this. But it's a bit of a moving target, and you're trying to figure out. But what you're also getting is people who have a little extra money stepping up and giving it to us, which is great. Thank you for doing that, by the way. But you're also trying to get more people giving whatever they can give. And the one way to look at it is for public media in general, and this is everything. This is the radio stations and the TV stations. Out of the tax dollars that come from people, it's about $1.60 a year per person in the United States to pay for everything for all the stations. So I don't know if I need. I mean, I always think, I'll take $1.60 from everybody in our market. That's great. But if you can't do that, I understand that as well. But it's if everybody contributed or more people contributed, it would be less of a burden.
You mean if $1, that's all you have to do is $1.60.
Right. If you get,
but it was everybody. If it everybody that KXE reached,
mm-hmm.
put in $1.60.
Right.
Which you'd
be
okay.
That'd be $900,000+.
There you go.
Yeah. So there it is. So that's easy like that. But it usually doesn't work out that way. So you're going to have.
Have you thought about a PayPal on your website?
Oh, we have a PayPal.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we should.
I'm right here.
If it's hard to get to, let me know and I'll fix it when I get back to see
you. Well, I'm on your website and it says donate. And let me see. There it is.
You should be able to PayPal. Yeah.
If not,
like I said, let me know and we'll.
Well, it's. I guess if you you can put in here and I want to give monthly one time in the amount of, okay, so you could do.
Right. And it's just, and like I said, everybody can give what they can give. And I can't tell you what you can give. And I appreciate everybody who supports the station, but there are people who are stepping up and, upping their donation, their annual donation. Or take phones from the audience.
Phone, yeah. The phones are ringing off the hook here. Yeah, who's bidding on
it's,
that?
It's become a pledge drive. Yeah.
Well, people ask me, and I can say this because I have a media station. I have a commercial media station. And they say, you're competing against somebody that is, you're taking your tax dollars and they've got theirs on, tax free and all this, blah, blah, blah. I look at it like this. We can stand on our own. And I look at the programming, and I'm just going to be talking about Channel 9. There's such a place in this community for you and in the North State. Anything from, what is that, Antiques Roadshow, that Linda and I, get into, watch 2 or 3 hours of that mm-hmm. occasionally. But the other stuff that you all have on there is, to me, it's quality programming. It's things you're not going to see anywhere else. That's the thing. You're not going to see the Willie Nelson concert or the Celtic Women at Christmas or any of these other things. You're not going to see them anywhere except on KIXA. That's why I value your station for our community
and also
in our region.
Yeah, and actually I appreciate that. But I think it comes down to it's just we're the wealthiest country in the world. We deserve nice things. And I think KIXE contributes to the quality of life. It just does. It's just stuff.
Quality
actually is a resource, and I think you can whether it's the app or it's the PBS Kids on the actual channel, your kid can watch hours of programming. They're gonna not just learn how to sword fight. They're gonna actually learn how to read and write and those kind of things, educational, and how to treat each other kindly and that kind of thing.
You've got Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, Rosie's Rules, Sesame Street, Work It Out, Wombats, Don Quixote.
That's a Mr. Rogers spinoff.
Yeah. On his way, Sit and Be Fit, The Farmer and the Food, Walking with Dinosaurs, Human Footprint, America's Heartland, The Day, BBC News, PBS NewsHour, This Old House, Ask This Old House, Muhammad Ali.
Oh, it's the documentary, yeah.
Yeah, the documentary. See, these are the, this is just today's schedule on it.
A lot of variety.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. And here's the thing. You don't like the PBS NewsHour, don't watch it.
Right.
That's what I say. We don't like the we don't like the show on your station. Don't listen to it. It's real easy.
But it's just, you know, you it's like throwing the baby out with the bathwater sometimes. Because it's sort of like you can't, the strangest calls I get are the people who love hours of a programming, but they want to talk to their House representative because of Democracy Now!, even though they love everything else. And I go, I will concede Democracy Now! Is actually a very left-leaning program. Mm-hmm. And the thing that always concerns me on either side is you got maybe everything has a bias, everything has an agenda, maybe, but it's the idea once you start thinking that your idea is the truth is and I don't care who you are, that's sort of maybe a little concerning. If you absolutely believe what your perspective is actually it becomes very challenging to talk with people that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we've got to take a quick break. We're here with Rob Keenan, with the eliminating funding from PBS and NPR, and you know, because you have shows like what was that show you were just talking about? You said at least
Democracy Now.
Democracy Now is a liberal perspective. Yeah, it's a liberal perspective. So this is what they're saying. Why should people's taxpayers' money go into a one-sided thing? But what beyond that, drill down, and you have then rural TV stations like KIXE, and which is probably the majority of where KIXE is. They're out in the rural areas, and
covers the most area in the country. Absolutely,
yeah. And so, when they lose 41% of their funding, it just stands to reason, unless it's replaced in a couple years or sooner, we will have no public broadcasting.
Right. Well, we won't have public broadcasting in the areas that need it the most, I think.
Okay. All right. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Shasta College Community Education Catalog for spring-summer is out. You may have received a hard copy in your mailbox, or you can view all the courses online. If you're looking for some fun adventures, maybe you want to get in shape, or maybe you're looking to start a side hustle or a new business. The community education courses have something for everyone. Check it out today at shastacollege.edu.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. The Carl Lindebach. Good morning. Thursday, the 31st, last day of July. This seems like a long month today. Not like February. And this is the sliding day that gets you into Friday. Unlike Meh Tuesday, which has nothing to go, it's got nothing going on. 8:50 in the morning, and it's going to be about 98 today, and it somehow in our forecast came out of nowhere. 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m. We'll see. So, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. We're here with Rob Keenan, who is the general manager there at KIXE, our public broadcasting station. The gist of it is that with the cut in NPR and PBS funding, that rural stations are going to really take a hit. And in this case, our own local station is going to take a 41% cut in funding from the government, which is like $800,000.
$800,000 plus. Depending on the year, it's a floating scale a little bit. But
yeah. Now, do you have to pay for those shows that come through?
We actually, this is always the challenging part to explain how the system works. And it's an... So we get appropriated, or we used to, we get appropriated funding from the federal government, and we get that money, and the money it's not just, oh, you're a TV station, you're a radio station, you get the money. You actually have to, in your own local communities, you have to bring in $800,000. So we actually have to fundraise, and some of it can be in-kind trades just so it has value. But a large chunk of it is the funding. So we actually have to have a starting marker of $800,000 that we get from our community. And that qualifies us for CPB funding. So from that, they calculate how much we've brought in, and the more money we bring in, we get a higher percentage of money from CPB. So we get the money from the CPB, and then we can, in essence, do anything we want with it, which isn't true. We can't do anything we want with it, but we can do anything educational and relevant and supporting of our communities. We happen to be a member of PBS, which is all the programming that people love. So it's that's the other challenge, is that we can't just drop PBS. But PBS does come with a cost. So in essence, it's not a distribution service. It's a membership. We actually, as a station, are a member of PBS. And we give them, I'll say about $400,000 a year to be part of PBS for all the programming and the resources, and all the educational stuff that comes with PBS. The other way we spend our money is, we can also get programming from other sources, other distributors, but we don't actually have to be part of PBS, but right now we have to be part of PBS because our entire structure is based on our membership, our programming, all the quality programming that people love, the Antiques Roadshow, the Masterpiece Theaters, the Finding the Roots, all the Ken Burns documentary, they all come from membership in PBS.
Okay. So I can't
just walk away from that because that is actually what our membership is based upon. So that's the challenging part.
Are there other grants out there from the government?
Well, that's the
good. I mean,
that's the challenging part. Let me give you an example of something that's the one thorn in all of this is we actually got a grant from the Corporation Public Broadcasting and FEMA to replace a lot of our antiquated equipment, and this was we applied this grant at least a couple of years ago, and so we were trying to facilitate it. The grant was for $857,000. It was going to pay for new transmission sites. It's going to pay for towers. It's going to pay for a lot of technology that we have been band-aiding forever and limping along and that kind of thing. Due to the problems with FEMA, the grant kept shutting down. And it's a reimbursement grant, so you pay for it and you get reimbursed, but after, you know, especially this year is where it really was impactful. So we ended up getting about, out of that $857,000 grant, we got about $83,000 that we could spend on new equipment to replace it. And I'm not sure why I went, because it was an example of funding is what it was. I was trying, well, why did I end up talking about this? So and the grant runs out in September, so we actually have to walk away because, first of all, you can't responsibly try to spend money that I may not get back from FEMA. There's those kind of things. So I think a lot of especially the federal grants are going away, I'm sure, just because they're doing a lot of those kind of cuts. So you have to find out where other sources of money is. And I'm sure there's foundations out there that I haven't even thought about. I've done those searches before that might have chunks of money, and there might be other foundations that are stepping in to help the rural stations. I've heard rumors along those lines. There's also rumors of them trying to appropriate again, which I don't know how that works. Where you have the same people who voted us down and try to get money from them, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't know
yeah.
how that would work. But in terms of federal grants, that's going to be really challenging because they're just not available anymore. And a lot of the federal money pays for and subsidizes a lot of the state grants and stuff as well.
The thing is again, part of a culture that we have here is our local PBS station. Yeah, I know argue what you want, but if you look at the vast majority of the programming at KIHC, it's neutral.
There's nothing less political than Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This old house speaks. It's not speaking in the bipartisan. It's bipartisan when you get to that, when you're trying to repair
something. Something plumb is what you're doing.
Yeah. So. I mean, and that's what I would like to have people think about is just joining, become a member of KIXC and putting our money where our mouth is, and we'll do that. Think about the amount of programming they put out that is just good for the family, including Lawrence Welk, that you thought was going to be gone 5 years.
Actually,
you know what? No, it's like a vampire.
It's like a vampire. And actually, for them to even go to market with Lawrence Welk show, 75% of the stations have to be on board for it. So that's shocking to me. That's absolutely blows my mind. And
my grandmother would slap you.
Yeah.
We'd be out in the farm in Moberly, Missouri.
No,
on Saturdays, they only had like two channels, but that Saturday or Sunday, whatever night it was, there was Lawrence Welk.
Yeah, my house growing up as well. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Rob, people want to help. Immediately just subscribe to KIC.
Become a member. And actually, another really important thing is if you support the station, tell other people and help them understand that it's important to support the station. So word of mouth and grassroots are going to help a lot.
Well, we need some updates as we go along this year. So let's plan on that. See how we're doing out there. And, a lot of times you wish you could just like aim your tax dollars. Okay, I don't want my tax dollars to go here, but I would like them to go here. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, I have.
That'd be great.
No, yeah, I've had those friends before. It's like, I'm not having kids. I shouldn't have to pay for schools. Yeah.
Well, you know, I know. Yeah, too bad.
Yeah.
Okay. go to the KIXE website.
Just at KIXE.org, or you can call the station at 530-243-5493, and you can ask for me, Rob Keenan. I'll take your phone call, or you can ask for Phil Ralph as well.
What's your favorite show?
My favorite show is Finding Your Roots on Finding Your
Roots. That's where the guy
Skip
gets
Gates,
people.
Skip Gates comes and reveals something secret about their
family. Oh, yeah. You find out one of our more vocal black performers found out that she's related to a slaveholders.
Mm-hmm.
She goes back and finds out her family was slaveholders.
No, there's a lot of shocking reveals in that show. Yeah, but it's I really, really like that show.
Yeah, I do too. Linda and I do too. And of course, the Ken Burns stuff.
Which
I've got to get better about finding him and seeing when he's going to happen.
We have a new Ken Burns in November, the American Revolution for the 250th anniversary of the country. He's doing American Revolution starting November 16th.
Okay. Rob, thanks a lot. Hey, tomorrow Congressman Doug Lamoff is going to join us, and also Cascade Curations. We're going to talk about a business here in town. Have a great day, everybody, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No,
the
I
news
won't.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.